This is Bruin Radio, a weekly student show from Brookings Harbor High School on the Wild Rivers Coast. By tuning into our show, you're getting the latest news, interviews, music, poetry, and more from the outstanding Bruins of Brookings Harbor High School. We are happy to broadcast on KCIWLP in Brookings, Oregon on 100.7 FM.
This is Bruin News. With so many students participating, you'll just have to listen to the show to hear them all. It's the last full normal month of school here in May 2018. Students have one day off of school in May, and that's Memorial Day on the 28th. Students, hang in there during this long haul. There's a lot going on, like the kindergarten roundup for parents of very young children on the 17th of May, a student achievement night on the 31st, and, of course, the Azalea Festival and Parade on the week of Memorial Day. Stay tuned to Bruin Radio to be reminded of everything coming up this month. On the 2nd of May last week, six Brookings Harbor High School students participated in a school walkout to support the Second Amendment. The students attending referred to their event as a Second Amendment walkout, and they began gathering around the high school flagpole at 9:55 a.m., which is during a break between classes on Wednesdays. When asked what brought them to participate in the walkout, student Bailey Smith explained that the American Founding Fathers wanted Americans to have guns, and that liberals and Democrats don't have the authority to take that away. Student Toner Neros said that he wanted to raise awareness of the issue. He wants people to be aware of the truth about guns, and that people and students should be educated about firearms. A student participant who wishes to remain anonymous explained that, with regard to guns, high school teachers shouldn't try to push their agenda onto students, and should instead present information to kids, and let the students decide for themselves. There was agreement among the six attendees that some Brookings Harbor High School teachers were allowing their bias against guns to influence what they were teaching students about guns and mass shootings. One anonymous student cited an argument against the Second Amendment, which has to do with whether the Founding Fathers could envision the level of destruction that modern-day weapons could inflict. The student brought up the Lewis gun as an example of a weapon that existed at the time that the Founding Fathers worked on the Second Amendment. It is important to note that the Lewis gun was invented in 1911. More research would need to be conducted to see which type of weapon the student was thinking of at the time. The same student believes that Americans should not have the right to own a Browning, but that Americans should have the right to a standard rifle. The Browning the student was referring to is likely the M2 Browning 50 caliber machine gun. When asked how the students heard about the event, four of the students cited the same teacher as their source. One cited a post by the National Rifle Association on Facebook, and one cited a fellow student who had heard from the one teacher mentioned earlier. An anonymous student attendee said that he wants to be able to own guns so that he can protect his household, and he blames social media for spreading anti-Second Amendment rhetoric. Bailey Smith, when discussing gun safety, stated that all guns should be treated as though they are loaded at all times, and that teachers should take a neutral standpoint on guns. When asked what they would do about teachers who might have a bias against guns, several students agreed that they needed to speak up and say something to the teacher or to school administration. When asked why the six students gathered the flagpole specifically for the event, several explained that it's their flag and it has to do with patriotism. Of the six students, four stated that their families are Second Amendment supporters. One said that one parent is a supporter and one isn't, and the sixth student explained that their family is, to use the student's words, kinda liberal. When asked how they might keep schools safe, Bailey Smith said that armed guards and metal detectors would help. Toner Neros explained that the world is full of people who can do things, and you can't stop every casualty. When asked whether they would vote for a school police officer or vote for a school armed guard instead, such as a private security officer, four students were strongly in favor of the police officer. One was willing to vote either way, and one had a preference for the police officer, but could go either way. When asked if Night Security was a company they would trust to provide armed security, three of the students laughed and said they would not vote in favor of that idea. On the subject of arming school staff, the group was in favor of arming school administrators like principals and vice principals, or arming both administrators and teachers. They agreed that these staff members would have to have training, and they preferred that a staff member have some firearms experience. Toner Neros made the concluding statement that teachers need to teach from facts and not from bias, and the attendees seemed to agree that this was an ideal concluding statement for the gathering. Bruin Radio research suggests that there was a walkout organized nationwide on the 2nd of May. According to the Tea Party Patriots, The event was called Stand for the Second, and was organized by Will Riley, a high school senior from Carlsbad, New Mexico. The Tea Party Patriots organization is a registered 501c4 nonprofit organization. A banner graphic on the website of the Tea Party Patriots reads the following: "We envision a nation where personal freedom is cherished and where all Americans are treated equally, assuring our ability to pursue the American dream." The organization provided advertisements for the Stand for the Second event, and the organization regularly endorses political candidates and releases public statements on news events and the passage of laws. It is notable that no student attendee of the walkout at Brookings Harbor High School mentioned the name Stand for the Second or the Tea Party Patriots organization. Bruin Radio is unable to determine whether tardies for the 6 students were excused by their teachers for the following period after the break. And here we are live at the Spaghetti Feed. You can hear live music being played in the background by a Brookings Harbor High School student. The turnout is quite impressive here tonight. We have a good set of 10 tables, each just about chock full of people. Pretty soon, high school custodial staff are going to need to bring out even more tables. I see a mix of school staff, Chetco Pelican players, local actors, students, alumni, all coming to support the drama club and the theater productions here. I'm here with high school counselor Michael Dunn. Mr. Dunn, tell me, what'd you think of the show?
I think the kids did a great job. It was a really funny show, and the audience was totally into it.
This is Val. I work here at the high school, the Bruin Center, and I was really excited to see the turnout for this play. This is unprecedented, at least in recent times, to have so many represented from the staff, from the BHHS staff at our play, and I'm super excited about that. The kids, some of them are just incredible talents. I'm happy to see them grow, and thank you so much, Layla, for getting the Bruin stage back together and up and running.
We have one of the actors here with us. Could you tell us your name, and then tell us what you thought of your performance tonight?
I'm Josiah. I'm Josiah Spear Denham. I was a pirate, and I was a pirate. I did pretty good. And since you probably didn't see me, you should come see me next play I'm doing, which is The Murder Mystery, which is right here at the BHHS High School.
Sure, my name is John Smith. I was just recently in the production that Val Cohen had directed and written, Athenry. And what I did is I came out to the high school to see the future and upcoming talent here. Yeah. And it's really kind of refreshing to see people to get up on stage. It takes a lot of guts to do that. I'll be back for more of these performances and try to recruit, possibly. Thanks for taking my time.
I'm here with director Layla Bryant, who managed the event tonight. I wanted to ask her how she felt tonight went for the kids.
I thought it was phenomenal. We had an amazing turnout, way more than we thought we were going to have, and the kids did such a good job. They were phenomenal. It was hilarious.
Any idea on the numbers tonight?
I have no idea.
12 times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
120, possibly.
Why don't you ask Spencer Miller here how he did?
I did pretty awful, if I'm being honest.
That is false. He was phenomenal.
No, I was not, but thank you.
And it was his first time acting.
What can we look forward to hearing or seeing next from your organization?
Depending on how the next rehearsals go, we have a murder mystery comedy coming up and a night of improv June 1st.
Spencer Miller, what part will you play in the murder mystery?
Another really bad one.
Excellent. Perfect. Hey, thank you both.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
I'm here with Jed Doan. Jed, what'd you think of the show?
I thought it was a terrific comedy put together by a great cast.
Did you like the show?
Yes, I did.
Excellent. That's perfect. Ms. Mitchell, could you tell us, how did you feel about your performance tonight?
Horrible. He answered for me.
Oh, no. Is that really how you feel? No.
Sometimes I do, but other times I'm like, damn, I was good. But no, mm-hmm. I didn't do good.
Yeah. I am Jason Gwillem, and I loved doing this. Everything is, Miss B is behind everything, and I would like to thank her for having a wonderful night.
What part will you play in the next show?
The next show, I will be playing the Red Herring.
Ooh. Where do you see your acting skills taking you? Do you see yourself using acting more in the next few years?
I would like to use it when, because I'm going to be a history teacher, or at least I hope. And so whenever I'm like introducing a unit, I hope that I could use my acting skills to help teach the upcoming kids.
Acting is definitely involved in teaching. That's fantastic. Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome.
I went a little barking mad, if you don't mind my saying so. But it was definitely fun, and I really enjoyed myself. And, you know, even with not as public and well put together things as this, it's still fun. Whatever happens, you know. As long as I get to recite some lines and stuff, it's always fun.
What part are you playing in the next show?
Oh, goodness. I am actually the director character in the next one, if it happens. And, but it's, that one's going to be really fun too, and anyone who wants to come should definitely do so, because it's going to be a riot.
And then, Maxim, tell us, how do you feel like you did tonight?
I think I did better than I expected, and it was wonderful throughout, and I did have a little bit of a nervous breakdown right after my last part, so that was completely fine. So after that, I think I did well.
What part will you play in the next show?
The narrator.
Tell us about that part.
Imagine a 40-year-old man that was forced to attend his son's bar mitzvah or something. I don't know.
Torn away from his cats.
Yeah, torn away from his cats. Those poor cats. Oscar bait, where are you?
No!
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 Well, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
You did wonderfully.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Summer Olmos. I am a member of the Checo Pelican Players. I am on the board. We came to represent the next generation, and it was wonderful to see them in Czech, please. Such talented little thespians. It's wonderful to see the next generation come up. They were funny, they were smart, they were quick. They played a myriad of characters, and it was such a joy to be here and see them.
Hey there, folks. This is Dane Tipman with Bruin Radio. I'm here at the Cinco de Mayo celebration, being celebrated on the Cuatro de Mayo, the 4th of May, instead of on a Saturday. We're here at the Brookings Harbor High School multi-purpose room / cafeteria. The turnout is incredible. High level of people coming out here. I see lots of smiling faces. I see members of our community coming by. This is fantastic. I'm here with one of the guests at the Cinco de Mayo event. Tell us who you are and what brought you here.
I'm Jenny Rogers, Kalmiopsis Elementary librarian. What brought me here was my fourth grade students invited me to come.
What do you think of the turnout here tonight?
I am impressed with this turnout. This is pretty impressive. There's quite a few people, not just older people, but younger people as well.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Some young middle school performers get the crowd's attention. They're going to perform a salsa dance to Mambo Number 5. We can't play the music for you due to copyright protections, but hey, just imagine. Play the song for yourself. And there was some applause for our dancers as they finished up their dance. Very well received.
Hello.
Hello.
I feel like I'm so quiet.
It's okay.
For this.
I'm also really quiet,
but it hears you.
It hears you.
Okay.
Okay.
So, why are you here today?
I'm with the Multicultural Club, and then it's our big fundraiser to... Okay, so we use the money to fund our projects throughout the year, and then...
That's how you do it.
How did you do it?
That's how you do it.
How did you do it?
If I tell you, I won't have a job anymore.
Okay.
Oh, you're still interviewing people for me, though.
Just, oh, okay.
So, I'm with the BHHS Multicultural Club. This is our big fundraiser for all of our events we do throughout the year. We're going to use the money to fund projects that will hopefully provide more cultural awareness throughout the school and throughout the community.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm currently here for Multicultural Club, which is a surprisingly really fun club, and we're learning about history and special... I love Holly's Holidays, and I love them, and I'm surprised that this club is doing it well. And
why are you
awesome.
Surprised?
Because
Can you tell me why you're surprised, sir?
I've been in old clubs and other old little ceremonial celebrations, and it never felt like it was what it meant to be. This is the closest I've ever seen Cinco de Mayo.
Very nice.
I love this club. It's exceeded my expectations.
Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello, I am interviewing people with the Brookings Harbor High School Radio.
Okay.
Can I ask you why you're here tonight?
So I was looking for something to do, and my friends were going to the high school, and I was like, I'll come too. And so...
Do you know what this event is?
It's for Cinco de Mayo. one of my favorite Mexican holidays.
Okay, thank you. Hi, guys. I am interviewing for the BHHS radio, and I just wanted to kind of interview about what this event is all about, why we're here.
To celebrate Cinco de Mayo, of course. It's just a celebration. It's from our club, actually. And we have a lot of volunteers from parents, and my mom actually made this bread.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to talk to you. Hello, Mr.
Hi,
King.
How are you?
How are you? I'm doing well. I'm interviewing for Mr. Tipman for Brookings Radio.
Excellent.
Or the BHHS Radio. Just wanted to ask you why you're here, why you think this event is important, maybe.
Yeah.
He's having me interview people because he fixed the camera. He fixed the yearbook camera for me, so he said, now you have to interview people.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I know you, so.
Right, right. So what do you want to ask me?
Why you're here tonight?
Well, I teach at the high school. I teach science, and I have a lot of students that are involved in the community and in this event, and I just wanted to support it and come out and have some great food. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy everything.
I will.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Leggett, fourth grade teacher at Calmeopsis Elementary School and one of the club leaders with the Multicultural Club. And I just want to thank everybody who participated and helped out and came to support the kids in our club. It was a great turnout, a fun time, and we hope to see you guys all next year for our third annual event.
Jennifer Leggett estimated that attendance to the Cinco de Mayo event ran around 200 people because they sold out of rice and beans by the end of the night and had approximately 200 servings made. They'd also like to send a special thank you to Ponchos and La Florida, Mexico for their support. Thank you to everyone in the community who came by. Bruin Radio and KCIW have begun recording play-by-plays of spring sports, baseball, and softball home games. With the news spreading that KURY will no longer do these play-by-plays, KCIW and Bruin Radio have stepped up to the plate with Bruin Radio Sports. We have already recorded 4 shows, and we have 1 baseball game and 1 softball game to record this very week. They will be the final games of the spring season. You can listen to these episodes on kciw.org, and we'll have archives of the games on the school district website as well. If you're a social media user, make sure you're tracking the school district social media pages and the KCIW Facebook page. We plan to continue providing you with this service for as long as we have volunteers and donors and sponsors. If you're an individual or business and you'd like to sponsor Bruin Radio Sports and ensure we can continue providing this service, reach out to KCIW or contact me, Dane Tipman, to learn how. We continue to recruit volunteers, students, and adult community members who would like to try calling plays, recording shows, and providing us with support or funding. If you want to try a play-by-play of a sport, get in touch with me by email as soon as you can. We'll be happy to hear from you. Here's a quick preview of the Bruins baseball doubleheader against South Umpqua on last Friday, May the 4th.
Here's the pitch. And John Cleesby swings at it. It goes out to left field. And that is over the fence. It's a home run.
It's a dinger.
That was a nice dinger by John Cleesby's.
Batting in Racho, Testa, and Cleesby's comes in himself on that home run.
The bench is clear to give the celebratory high fives to all the runners. Here's the pitch from Worthy, and that's going to be a strike.
Ooh, you can lay a roof with that pitch.
Checked his swing there a little. Do you think that was a...
Too much? No.
I don't even know what that means.
You can lay a roof.
When you're laying roof tile, you put down pitch.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Here's another pitch.
Oh,
that should be a high fly ball out to the second baseman.
That's not a fly ball. That's more of a pop-up gauge.
All right, he gets under it, and he makes a catch
for
out number 2. And that's Adam Shue out there. I love me some Adam Shue, let me tell you.
You bet. You better. You need to.
I've never spoke ill of Adam Shue or his family.
Facts
Mr.
speak
Tipman,
otherwise.
Please stop talking.
Here's the cut of the audio.
Man, they are super shallow and right and left.
Well, and it's what burned the center fielder on Armin Trout's leadoff double. Ball
game. Ball game.
Ball game. There it is.
Nice, Jacob.
Jacob hits a ground ball to the third baseman who bobbles it, not able to come up with a diving play.
It's a big play.
Winning run scores from there third. It is.
Who scored? Who was
Jacob
it third?
Racho Jacob Racho, with the 45 that's nicknames. Right. Wins that's it right. with the...
That was a preview of Bruin Radio Sports, a special KCIW and Bruin Radio production. Check out those episodes, folks. Tune in, and if you're willing, get involved or sponsor our Bruin Radio Sports show. The Brookings Harbor High School prom took place on Saturday of last week. As Bruin Radio records on Fridays, we have no way of knowing how well it went. Here's hoping the prom was fun and safe for all who attended. The academic calendar for the 2018-2019 school year has been finalized, and it was approved by the district school board on May 2nd. The first day of school for students will be September 4th of 2018, the day right after Labor Day. The final day of that school year will be June 13th, 2019. Staff will return to the building on the last week of August to settle back into their classrooms. Many months in this new calendar will feature two early release days rather than one to accommodate an addition of staff personnel development and training time. Check out this new calendar online at the school district website. The next regular school board meeting will be held at 5 p.m. on June 6th at the Calmeopsis Elementary School Library. Your school board members are comprised of school board chair Catherine Johnson, school board vice chair Bruce Raleigh, and school board members Sue Gold, Alan Neidefer, and Alonzo Knowles. The last early release day of May takes place on Tuesday, May 29th. That's the day right after Memorial Day. Here is a little practice guitar jam from high school student DJ Madrid. That was an untitled practice guitar jam from DJ Madrid. We're looking forward to recording more of his work before school ends. Stay tuned.
All high school students interested in becoming a firefighter need to know that the Southwestern Oregon Firefighter Camp is coming up this month. May 19th, a Saturday, is when the camp takes place at North Bend High School. Students will have the opportunity to meet fire and emergency service professionals, and they'll learn about local volunteer opportunities in their own regions. Students who want to take advantage of this opportunity should contact SWOC, specifically fire science instructor Tony Peters. This event is organized by the Southwestern Oregon Community College in partnership with Charleston Rural Fire Protection District, Coos Bay Fire Department, North Bay Fire District, and North Bend Fire Department.
A scholarship reception night will be held on the 23rd of May at 6 p.m. at the Brookings Harbor High School cafeteria. Organizations that will be awarding students their earned scholarships include the Brookings Harbor Scholarship Foundation, the Brookings Harbor Lions Club, and the Brookings Harbor Education Association, among others. The community is welcome to attend this special event and celebrate students pursuing their educational goals. On the 24th of this month, four information technology students will be traveling down to Humboldt State University to take their CompTIA A+ certification tests. These tests verify their knowledge and skill as computer technicians. The A+ certification is a two-part exam, and each exam has a 90-minute time limit to complete an average of 85 computer technology questions. It is a difficult test, but these students have taken Brookings Harbor High School Career Technical Education courses in computer science, information technology, and robotics to help them prepare for this test. Normally, the A-plus tests cost a combined $422, but thanks to the Oregon State programs that support career technical education, these students can attempt to earn the certification at no personal cost to themselves or their families. Wish these students luck. We'll let you know who passes their test. The Mr. BHHS pageant is taking place on the 29th of May, held at the Redwood Theater from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Look forward to Bruin News gathering more information about this event to let you know who is competing. The 2018 Student Achievement Night is coming up this month on May 31st. This is a high school open house event that the community is free to attend from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on that night, the 31st. You'll be able to tour the school and classrooms. You'll get to see what our students have been up to in class and even in some of their clubs. Everyone is welcome to attend Student Achievement Night at the Brookings Arbor High School on May 31st, starting at 5:30 p.m. Earlier on that same day, on the 31st, locals can attend a vegetable plant sale and garden tour at the high school garden between 10 a.m. and 3:30 p.m., and also during the Student Achievement Night event. Stop by the high school garden between the cafeteria and the Gibney Center to see what our kids are growing. You'll get to enjoy our own farmer's market booth, tasting samples, and stories from students and staff who work in these growing places. Reach out to high school teacher Michelle Pruden to learn more. Earlier on that same day, on the 31st, locals can attend a vegetable plant sale and garden tour at the high school garden between 10 a.m. and 3:30 p.m., and also during the Student Achievement Night event. Stop by the high school garden between the cafeteria and the Gibney Center to see what our kids are growing. You'll get to enjoy our own farmer's market booth, tasting samples, and stories from students and staff who work in these growing places. Reach out to high school teacher Michelle Pruden to learn more. The Brookings Harbor School District Summer Food Program is starting up once again this summer between June 18th and July 26th. Children ages 18 and younger can come have a free and healthy meal at no cost. Meals for adults are $2.50 for breakfast and $3.75 for lunch. Breakfast is served from 8 a.m. to 8:45 a.m., and lunch is from 11:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. All food is served at the Brookings Harbor High School cafeteria on 625 Pioneer Road. Once again, these meals are free for all children 18 and under, irrespective of household income. In addition to the meal, you'll get to choose your own items from our salad bar, which includes fresh fruit and vegetables from the school district gardens. Come on down for breakfast or lunch, or both, between the 18th of June and the 26th of July.
The Youth Litter Patrol Program is currently accepting applications by youth workers for summer litter patrol jobs. In 2017, these jobs paid $12.76 an hour for a crew leader and $11.93 an hour for a crew member. Organized by the Oregon Department of Transportation, the Youth Litter Patrol Program involves youth in the cleanup and prevention of litter along state highways. The positions start in mid-June and may last between 6 and 12 weeks depending on location and funding availability. Crew members must be at least 16 years old and pass a criminal background check. Crew leaders must be 18 years old, pass a criminal background check, and have a valid Oregon driver's license and an acceptable driving record. All litter patrol workers must have a basic knowledge of spoken and written English and be able to pick up and bag litter along highways, lift and carry filled bags of litter, work in all types of conditions, and work in a safe manner along highways and varying levels of traffic. The Oregon Department of Transportation is accepting applications currently and until early July, but you may be able to apply after July based on the need for workers. The application process is entirely online. Visit the governmentjobs.com website, go to careers, go to the state of Oregon, and search for a litter patrol worker.
And that's it for this week's Bruin News. You've just heard Bruin Radio, a half-hour student-focused program brought to you by the students and staff of the Brookings Harbor High School, in partnership with Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW. Content for this program is provided by the Brookings Harbor High School. To view the credits for this episode, visit kciw.org/credits.
You're listening to KCIW LP in beautiful Brookings, Oregon, 100.7 FM.